I'm Floyd Mayweather, and I've joined Heart Radio for the show. Your stripes. I'm Floyd Mayweather, and I've joined Heart Radio for the show. Your stripes movement to support hiring vets. I'm Floyd Mayweather, and I've joined Heart Radio for the show. Your stripes movement to support. I'm Floyd Mayweather, and I'm Floyd Mayweather, and I've joined Heart Radio for the show. Your stripes movement to support hiring vets. Go to the show, yourstripes.org. Go to the show, yourstripes.org. Go to showyourstripes.org. Go to showyourstripes.org. A website that connects veterans with employees and helps businesses. Okay. The website that connects veterans with employers and helps businesses find candidates with the best training. I'm Floyd Mayweather, and I've joined Heart Radio for the show. Your Stripes Movement.
Hey, freaks, it's Monday, February 15th, 2021. Coming up on the program today, a three-hour piss-drinking marathon session. Plus, if you're planning to shit the bed, at least lay down a towel. Taking a cheese grater to your foot and deep-fried human ham. Solve this. What's your voicemails today?
I'm a human being!
I suck a little dick. Smoke a little crack.
Just makes my pussy throb just thinking about it.
God. I'm a mommy!
Your mommy?
I'm a mommy.
And I love the aftertaste of semen in my mouth.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, same freaks. Tim back here with you, starting a new week of programs. This right here is Distorted View Daily, and it is a holiday here in the United States. It's President's Day. Yeah, yet another bullshit, pointless holiday. Guess we're supposed to kiss our leaders' asses. Like, you know, presidents are the most powerful people in the world. On top of it all, they need a special day, a holiday just for them. That's like if we had, it's Billionaire's Day. Yeah, you know, it's a day where we're all supposed to reflect and thank all the billionaires in the world for their wonderful contributions. Think about all the great things billionaires have done for us. They kept the private jet industry afloat. Likewise for yacht manufacturers. Private islands sure as fuck aren't being developed on by the middle class. No, we rely on billionaires to do that. Thank you, billionaires. I almost think it makes more sense to worship billionaires than it does to worship presidents. Because, like, you know, billionaires, that's someone you could aspire to be. I would like to have a bunch of money, be insanely successful. The whole worshiping presidents thing is odd. I mean, you've seen what Trump supporters do to their trucks and shit. Airbrushing Trump alongside Jesus with the flags and everything. It's bizarre. I sort of understand the Obama thing just because, like, he was the first black president. That's noteworthy. Kamala Harris, too, was the first kind of black vice president. So I get maybe like wanting to own a coin or something to commemorate that momentous occasion. We've talked about weird presidential products being sold on TV before. I didn't know this, but apparently there are presidential chia pets.
No dream is too big. No challenge is too great.
History is watching us now.
To commemorate our 45th president with a well-known American icon.
Chia.
Chia Trump.
If you stop and think about it, this truly is the perfect chia product. Chia pets are orange. The shit that grows doesn't look anything like hair. Trump's hair doesn't look like hair. It just kind of works.
A special edition collectible. Just water and watch it grow.
I'm with you, the American people.
And I love this country.
Show pride and support with Chia Trump. Chia Trump at participating Target, Kmart, Chia.com, and Amazon.
The most insane thing about this commercial is that the Chia people are sticking with Kmart. There's like four Kmarts left in the United States of America. you can't get your product in Walmart
Chia
or something?
Chia Trump at participating Target, Kmart, Chia.com, and Amazon, along with Chia Hillary, Chia Obama, and Chia Sanders.
Out of all of them, I gotta say, Donald Trump's probably looks the best. Well, I mean, you know, looks most like Trump. Anyway, happy President's Day. Hopefully you at least got the day off work or something. That's a little perk, I guess, for most of us on President's Day. I do have a lot of great stuff to share with you today. A couple months ago, I introduced you to Dave the Shit Pig. Do I even need to explain what he does? His title pretty much gives it all away. I've got a new video from Dave here. I wish I could say he's doing something new or unique here, but it's just more of the same. Still, I love listening to Dave talk us through his shit capades. Dave is interesting. If you've never seen one of his videos, it's fascinating to me that he doesn't lay down plastic. There's very little prep involved. And he's not in a special scat room or anything. It's just like, it's his bedroom. And he's about to lay back, throw his legs up, and shit all over his comforter. There are a million reasons why I could never get into scat. One of the big ones, though, is it's so dirty and there's so much cleanup involved. It's like, you know, you jerk off with your turds for, what, 10, 15 minutes? And for the next couple hours, you're doing cleanup. You're doing loads of laundry. Cleaning the walls. Oh, yeah, we've played videos in Dave's house. You can just see, like, shit smeared on the walls and stuff. It's just a very dirty environment. Anyway, here is Dave doing what he does best.
You want to see me shit? Yeah, you want to see me shit? Huh? Mm-hmm.
That's why we're all here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He's leaning back, legs up, again on his bed, and...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, let's get that big dildo up that shitty hole.
Yes, he's already taken a shit. And it's not like a solid turd. It just sort of smeared all around his hole and crack. And now he's just jamming the dildo in.
Now let's get that big dildo up that shitty hole. Yeah.
He's also, he's fucking himself with the dildo in his shitty ass. And with his other hand, he's picked up some of the poop that has fallen onto his bed sheets. And I'm not sure what he's gonna do with
it. Oh yeah. Mm. I'm a fucking dirty shit pig. Yes I am. Oh, fuck me. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh.
I can't help but notice that he doesn't even have an erection. I guess it would be one thing if, like, you know, you took a shit and you're playing with it in your hand and you're fucking your dirty asshole with a dildo, you know, and that is all it takes to make you come, right? You don't even have to touch your dick because the shit is what's making you so hot and you just blow your load like that. Like, okay, I get it then. You've got a shit fetish. But this guy's not even hard. He's playing with his turds. He's smearing it on his body. It doesn't seem like it's doing anything for him physically. I mean, you know, he's making lots of noises. He seems to really like it. I was wondering where he was going to smear the shit. He does it right on the top of his head, on his head and his hair and his forehead and then his chest.
More shit, more shit.
Must have more shit. Require more shit to come.
More shit, more shit.
I know, like, the whole video is supposed to gross me out, but one part in particular really makes it nasty for me. He lights up a cigarette and he's like holding the cigarette up to his mouth after he's grabbed onto his poop. So he's holding a cigarette with his poop finger. I'm sorry, but smoking is just a dirty, nasty habit. I cannot get behind that. All right, well, thank you very much, David the Shit Pig. Ta-da! I've got another short porn clip, and then I promise we'll move on to non-porn related content. This is from a video called The Piss Drinking Competition. These ladies have been drinking each other's piss for several hours. It's almost like a relay situation. There's a bunch of women in the room. They're all drinking. And when they're getting ready to piss, you know, they'll piss in another girl's mouth. And then that girl will just start drinking. And, you know, she'll wait until she feels the need to piss. And they're just constantly pissing in each other's mouth. Apparently, this was going on for like 3 hours. And, you know, the body has a way of telling you that it's had enough. In this case, a girl just projectile vomits. Squatting over and pissing in another lady's mouth. Yes, that's the sound of piss vomit hitting a concrete floor. I'm impressed with the forethought of the film crew. They not only had a bunch of children's pools ready for the piss drinking, but they picked a location with concrete floors in drains. Guys, this wasn't their first rodeo. She's vomiting again. That's a different girl. It's like a chain reaction of vomiting happening. Everyone's puking and pissing and drinking and puking. Oh, a third girl puked. It's something in the piss today.
Right,
all right, it's a vomit party now.
Yeah.
We've upgraded from piss to puke. Oh, and then there's more puke happening. They've got nothing in their systems but urine, so it's all clear. The girl who just puked is now accepting more pee into her mouth. There's no way she's going to be able to digest that or, like, swallow it, you know? Once you puke once. Yep, there it goes. I knew it. That's the girl that puked right here. Yeah, the shoot's over with. That's a wrap. So the person who posted this on Reddit says that the clip is from an MFX video piss drinking competition. They've been drinking each other's piss for several hours, and some just can't drink anymore. The contest was made by MFX and was split across two 90-minute videos. The hell would watch this for 3 hours? All right, basically the contest is simple. Each girl must piss in another girl's mouth. If a girl cannot piss, she loses. If a girl cannot drink all the piss, she loses. I do like the idea of porn games. Rules, winners. There needs to be more competition in sex. I want there to be a clear winner and loser every time we fuck. Let's face it, if you're fucking Tim Henson, you're already the loser. Ting! Hey, I've got some clips here from a public access television show circa 1999 called Raw Time. In it, the host gets prank called a lot. And I gotta say, I think she deserves it. All right, so as far as I can tell, the premise of the show, Raw Time, is to play music videos. That's pretty much it. And then there are call breaks where the host will take phone calls. But you are not supposed to call in and request songs. Which leads to the obvious and inevitable question, what the fuck are you supposed to call for? No one is ever clear about why they're taking phone calls and what the purpose is. So, you know, people just started calling and messed around with the lady.
Raw Time.
Hey, do you have any Kid Rock, Limp Bizkit, or Tool, or Screw videos?
Well, see, now you're not supposed to request songs. As a matter of fact, on the screen, it says, this is not a fucking request line.
We do, but I don't think we're going to play them ever. Raw Time.
You're an ugly ass stupid bitch. You sound stupid, ho.
Ho. Raw Time.
Can you play some Quattro Faux Pas, you delicious little cunt? Ooh, gooey. Yeah, baby.
Gooey?
Yeah, you've got a gooey cunt. That one was kind of a nice call. He was sort of complimenting her in a way.
Raw time?
You trashy bitch.
That's me. Raw time?
I like to eat your pussy.
Well, who wouldn't?
I guess, like, these aren't even really prank calls because, again, there's no indication of what you're supposed to call about. So, yeah, you go ahead, call Tiffy a cunt with a gushy, gooey pussy.
Raw time.
Hello?
Hi.
What are you doing there?
I'm sitting pushing buttons pretty much. What are you doing?
Watching this dumbass show.
Yeah. Well, I think a lot of people are doing that right now.
Are you about to hang up on me?
Well, I don't know. You tell me. Should I?
No.
Okay, well, what do you want to talk about?
I don't know.
Really?
Oh, hey,
did you like the videos?
Fuck you, stupid, ugly-ass trailer park shit, bitch.
Raw time.
Do you have any emotions, you dirty little bitch?
I think I used to, but...
That was to the point.
Raw time.
Oh, Tiff, baby, I want your tits. Oh, my God. Oh, you're so...
I didn't know I had any, but okay. Raw time.
Can you feel me your tits?
Feel you? Okay. Raw time.
I like to say you're looking pretty shitty tonight.
Raw time.
Can I stick my ramrod in your ass?
Your what?
My ramrod.
Your ramrod? I don't know. What
yeah.
I see. Raw time?
Grow some tits, bitch. You're ugly. Fucking hoe. Oh, yeah, bitch.
Okay. Raw time.
I'm masturbating right now.
Well, I think a lot of people are.
Hey, I recognize that voice anywhere. That was Brad Carter pranking.
Raw time.
I'm masturbating right now.
Well, I think a lot of people are. Raw time.
Fuck you.
All right, believe it or not, Raw Time still has a website at davetv.org if you want more information. I don't know if they're still broadcasting on the local cable access channel or not. Maybe they're web only now. You can look that up yourself. I don't give a shit. Real quick, before we get into the news, TLC, you're killing me. The network that brought us Dr. Pimple Popper has once again done it with my feet are killing me. I do not like the idea. I don't like the premise of this show. You know how I feel about feet. I would watch Dr. Pimple Popper over this crap any day. Like oozing, squirting, pussy, cheesy filled pockets of flesh. I would rather smell what's coming out of those fucking pimples or zits or cancerous tumors than watch 10 seconds of this stupid my feet are killing me. I've got a clip here from that show. I'm going to subject myself to this. Guy featured on this particular episode has a bunch of kisses on his feet, and the doctor is just asking him, you know, what's daily life like for you living with these calluses?
Daily life.
It does give me quite a bit of a hard time. Since it's really hard, it rips holes in my socks. It leaves little crumbs everywhere I go. It leaves a trail.
Mm-hmm. He's got foot dandruff.
Very self-conscious about that. It's great.
It's like Parmesan cheese just scraping off his feet all day long into his socks. Or wherever he walks.
Mm-hmm. I'm very self-conscious about that. It scrapes the crap out of her. And
oh, does it? Like, yeah.
His girlfriend, that poor woman. I'm sure she doesn't want his feet touching her. Keep your feet away from it, from her. Or wear socks to bed or something.
If we're in the bed together.
Oh, wow.
And then the pain. I mean, there's just a constant dull pain in my feet.
Are you seeing a doctor now?
No, not currently.
Well, what are you doing to treat it at home?
Well, I just... use the most efficient tool for the job, just box cutters. I'll use that to get the big chunks off. Then I'll use that cheese grater, even it all.
Oh, he's literally got a cheese grater. This is not like a foot product that kind of looks like a cheese grater. It's not a pet egg. This is some heavy duty shit.
Yep.
Even it all out.
There's video of him sawing his foot, basically. I'm sorry, grating his feet, and you can hear it.
I just don't recommend that, but I get it. Well, I'm excited to check this out, man.
Mm-hmm.
So, you ready?
Yeah.
Fucking weirdo doctor. I'm excited. Let's look at these feet.
Absolutely.
All right, brother.
Oh, no. Oh, this is so, like, yellow and brown and thick. and I'm going to make it the chapter artwork in the featured image over there at distortedview.com and superfreaksideshow.com. Oh, this is just, I can smell what's going on here. Oh, and they're doing close-ups. Holy fucking shit.
You know, here on the bottom of your foot, you can see, you know, all of these calluses that we were talking about.
I know I say this a lot, but I've never seen calluses this big before. He has basically calluses times 10. I mean, it's on the front of his foot. It's on his heel. Some is on his big toe.
Yeah, it's hard.
Basically, the doctor does what this guy was doing himself. They just start cutting chunks of it off.
That's a big one.
Jeez Louise.
Yeah. Wow.
That's a wafer right there.
Yes, it is.
A wafer.
You know, taking off these big chunks from Nate's feet, it was so uncomfortable to him, and it really...
I don't like when words like that are used. I had to hack off big, cheesy chunks of his feet. Don't get me started on slicing up those foot wafers.
So I got all the calluses finally shaved down. Now it's just my job of smoothing everything, and that's where I'll get my Dremel. And I'll really just make sure all of those ridges are nice and smooth for Nate.
Sand that some bitch down.
You know, when you're using a Dremel, which is essentially a woodworking tool on someone's foot.
His calluses are so fucking hard. The doctor needs to use like a wood chipper on it. Tools to whittle, carve wood and shit. All right, there you go. That's just a little bit of my feet are killing me. That's all I can take. And there are things on that show that are way worse than calluses. I'm pretty sure I saw lobster claw feet, and I'm just not prepared emotionally to bring that material to you yet. I need to pray to my gods first. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy bizarre twist to the fucked up news right now. If you like Distorted View Daily, please consider signing up and becoming a member of the Sideshow. That is DV's member site where you get full access to the entire archive of programs. More importantly, every week we do new exclusive shows. Tomorrow's podcast is going to be a Sideshow exclusive one. And on Thursday, we have another exclusive show planned. It's a great time to sign up. Membership's very inexpensive. Only $6.99 a month. Even less when you opt for a quarterly, semi-annual, yearly, or lifetime membership. All major credit cards and PayPal accepted. Check it out, superfreaksideshow.com. There are other ways to support DV as well. We've got a Patreon account, patreon.com/distortedview. You can pledge as little as a dollar over there. Every little bit helps. I do exclusive little posts over there, occasionally a personal podcast. If you pledge $5, you get access to a special voicemail line where I will play your calls first here on the show. I'm about a month or two behind on the regular voicemails. You pledge $5, get access to that special voicemail line. I will play your call usually the same day or the next day here on the show. So not a bad deal. Patreon.com/distortedview. Just another way to help me out. Thank you to all my patrons and my Sideshow members. You guys are the reasons why this show continues. Okay, three very quick stories now. First up, someone's recently been canceled. No, not that chick from The Mandalorian. I'm talking about someone far more inconsequential. Just an asshole real estate agent from Brentwood, which is a neighborhood in Los Angeles, in case you don't live in the area. He was fired recently after a video of him hurling racist comments at an Asian woman surfaced online. I'm always interested in these types of videos because I don't know if I buy that it's always racist. Like, what was this woman doing to set the guy off? Yes, I'm victim blaming. I'm just wondering if there was something to set this person off. And if was he merely just mentioning that the girl was Asian, like pointing out? Or was he using the her Asian-ness to mock and belittle her? Maybe he was like, hey, you, Asian, you know, so she knew who he was talking to, because there may have been a lot of people around. So he's like, hey, you, Asian, you're stupid. Would that be considered racist? Because he was really just using that as an identifier. Like, if everyone was wearing black coats and she was wearing a purple coat, he could have said, hey, you in the purple coat. But maybe everyone was white around her and she was the only Asian. You see, this is how I defend racists. Hey, I'm white. We gotta stick together, right? We should start an organization just for white people. And you know how, like, when black people get together, they're always like, come on, black is beautiful, black power. We could have, like, white power. A group of white people just gathering together, chanting white power. All right, I'm stupid. At around 5 p.m., this girl named... I'm sorry, this woman, this Asian woman named M claimed that she was walking down her street near Montana Avenue and Bundy Drive. She felt threatened by a man accompanied by two large dogs. According to M, she stopped to look at her phone when this man came out of his home and verbally assaulted her. I just feel like there's got to be more to the story here. So she's walking, stops on the sidewalk to look at her phone, and that's when this guy comes flying out screaming. I guess it's possible, like, if the sidewalk was, like, in front of his house and he's fucking insane. She noted that he did not wear a face mask. Well, yeah, he was in his house and he came running out. You know. As M backed away from the man, he continued to approach her, as seen in the video. M claimed that she was ignored when she asked for help from someone walking nearby. Yeah, people are assholes. She recorded the man as he said, no one's going to pay attention to... Well, you know what? Rather than me quote this guy, let me just play the video here.
Are you up against the car?
Can you back away from me? I'm sorry.
Are you up against the car?
Do you seem harassing me right now? I'm sorry.
No one's gonna pay attention to you. You're dumb and you're a stupid blue Asian haired girl.
Well, yeah, I guess that's kind of racist, but more importantly, it was poorly worded. She's a stupid blue haired Asian girl, not a stupid blue Asian or stupid blue Asian haired. That doesn't make sense.
And you're a stupid blue Asian haired girl.
Good one.
Okay. Yeah. Hey. Oh. Fuck you.
Are you okay with
me? Fuck you.
What?
We're being a stupid blue Asian.
I was literally just standing here.
Fuck you.
His hair.
Fuck you.
Asian hair.
You know, hey, I can record you, you dumb bitch.
Is he drunk?
I can record you, too. I can record you.
You know what? I can record you, too. Now he's just sort of following her around.
You see how stupid you are? You see how... Hey, get the fuck out of here, you idiot. Fucking bitch.
Well, he only called her Asian once. I'd be more upset about the blue thing. I am not a Smurf. All right. Mike Dalson was a real estate agent who was filmed shouting derogatory expletives at a blue Asian woman. He has a bachelor's degree in psychology and social behavior, and he studied criminology. Well, after the video went viral, Dalson was fired from his job. The real estate agent was identified by Dalson by Twitter users. Oh, they doxed him. Dalson's company, Beach City Brokers, announced in a Facebook post that it had severed ties with him. The post read, "We have become aware of a video circulating on social media that involves a new agent we recently hired. Effective immediately, Mike Dalson has been removed as an agent from our office and is no longer an agent at our company." Beach City Brokers added that it will always maintain a high standard of integrity, blah, and ethics, blah, 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 blah. Mike has been in trouble with the law before. He's been previously charged with crimes that were dismissed, including grand theft and receiving stolen property in 2002. Then in 2007... charges included assault with a semi-automatic firearm, drawing or exhibiting firearms, possession of a firearm by a felon, false imprisonment by violence and menace. And then the following year, he was charged with public intoxication and disturbing the peace. So it was about time for him to be arrested again. Kind of surprised it didn't happen sooner. Second story we have for you today. I can't believe it, but like another cannibalism story is popping up in the news. Deep fried human hands. That does not sound delicious. What's that? Oh, they were panko breaded? I take that back. My mouth is watering. I love breaded things. Deep fried human hands and feet have been... Oh, I'll pass on the feet. You know how I feel about feet. Deep fried human hands and feet have been discovered after a sex offender was caught fleeing the burgled home of a missing 70-year-old masseuse. I was going to dabble in cannibalism. My first victim slash meal would not be a 70-year-old person. That shit's gonna be gristly. One would think gamey, you know? What do I know, though? Maybe this guy is like a seasoned cannibal professional, and he knows something that we don't. Like, you know, 70-year-old people have the, you know, are the best tasting. They're seasoned. I definitely think he made the right move by deep frying them, though. Juicier that way, right? Got all the oil and stuff. I would probably play it safe. As a first-time cannibal, I would instant pot that shit. You can't go wrong pressure cooking it or slow cooking it or whatever. All right, where are we at here? The defiled remains were found in bags behind a strip mall in Philadelphia on Saturday while detectives investigated the disappearance of Peter Gerald, who was reported missing last Wednesday. Investigators said the hands and feet are believed to belong to a man and also discovered a pair of legs, which had not been deep fried. They were found after cops pulled over a U-Haul truck spotted fleeing Gerald's house last Thursday, the day after police performed a welfare check on the property. The truck's driver, who has not been named, said, "I don't want anything to do with this, and there's a body in the back." A search of the vehicle found other dismembered body parts in a trash bag as well. The truck's passenger, registered sex offender Taylor Herring, 47, is said to have tipped police off about the deep-fried body parts during a subsequent interview. Forensic analysis is ongoing to try to determine who the remains belong to. Officers were sent to check out the masseuse's home the day before, but did not force entry to the property because nothing seemed amiss. Herring so far has been charged with burglary, ding, abuse of a corpse, ding, and evidence tampering. He is being held without bail while the investigation continues. Detectives said the call appealing for a welfare check on Gerald came from someone who knew the masseuse who lived out of state, but did not elaborate further. Gerald's next-door neighbor, Tiffany McLean, told of her shock at the horrific turn the missing persons investigation has taken. Speaking to the local ABC affiliate, she said he was always willing to help people no matter what. It's so sad. It sounds like something out of a movie or something. I can't, really. I'm trying to process it myself. I wonder if she smelled what was cooking up in that apartment. All right, final story we have for you today. A white male university professor has quit after posing as a female immigrant of color on Twitter. It's not like he dressed up and went in brown face or something. No, he was just pretending on Twitter to be an immigrant of color. Why? Well, to make sexist and racist comments. If I was this guy's lawyer, again, I feel like I could do a good job defending him. Call it a social experiment, part of a research, a book you're writing. There's a lot of ways you can go there. The assistant chemistry professor at the... Oh, he's a chemistry professor. The assistant chemistry professor at the University of New Hampshire used a deleted account, the Science Femme, woman in STEM, in the Twitter handle @piney_the, according to the Portsmouth Herald. The account, taken down on September 29th, was routinely sexist, racist, and transphobic. I guess he was trying to figure out, like, could a woman of color get away with making these remarks? Or are white men judged more harshly when they make the sexist, racist, and or transphobic remarks? He was accused of attacking mostly women of color who disagreed with him and encouraging his followers to do the same. In one tweet on his account with 13,000 followers... I'm laughing because he has more followers than me as the racist, transphobic person of color. All right. In one tweet on his account, he wrote, "Here it is. I was successful in killing my department's woke statement on recent social unrest. This took several weeks and may have permanently burned some bridges, but I think it's important. It's a toxic ideology that cannot be given an inch." Same thread, he concluded, "I was successful in removing all woke terminology from the statement, including anti-racism, white supremacy, white privilege, and claims of systemic racism." I'm sorry, that tweet is not juicy enough for me. He's also been accused of cyberstalking. Oh, okay, it's getting better now. and harassing former California Congresswoman Katie Hill, who resigned in 2019 after nude photos of her were leaked. University of New Hampshire's investigation into the account was first announced last September after information was shared on Reddit and Twitter by an anonymous source within the chemistry department. In a statement seen by the New Hampshire Press, University President James Dean Jr. said, UNH remains committed to the fundamental principles of diversity, inclusion, and equity, as well as the right to free speech. It's funny, I was reading another article about this, and at first, the Science Femme Twitter account was supposedly just a woman, right? Then, after, you know, all sorts of, you know, insane posts, users started accusing the account of attacking people of color. So the Science Femme replied, "You know I'm a woman of color, right? Racist." And then from that point on, she was not only a woman, but a woman of color and an immigrant. This fake immigrant woman of color made a few mistakes on her Twitter account. That's what kind of exposed her. First of all, she made mention that her brother owned a brewery, then later on tweeted a recommendation for a small New Jersey brewery owned by the chemistry professor's brother. Then the Science Femme Twitter account and the chemistry professor's real account tweeted the same picture of a coffee homebrewing setup within minutes of each other with similar captions. And that picture does not appear to have been uploaded anywhere else on the internet. After running a reverse image search, both accounts tweeted about marinating meat. Both appeared to tweet pictures of the same baking tray on the same marble countertop. Just sloppy shit like that. They gave it away. People like that deserve to be caught. How hard is it to run a fake Twitter account? Just don't reveal any personal information. Don't share the same hobbies. Don't live in the same area. Just make up shit, right? If I live in Cincinnati, I'm not going to make my fake account from Cincinnati. You know, I'm going to say that I live in fucking New Mexico or something. I'm a black man living in New Mexico, and I hate sucking dick. Ugh, I just hate the taste of it. Yucky, cock-a-poo-poo. Eh? No one would ever know that it's really me. All right, there's some tips for you if you want to run a fake Twitter account. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. I love to hear from you freaks, and there are many ways to contact the show. Show at distortedview.com. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. I'm all over social media, at DistortedView on Twitter and Instagram, facebook.com/DistortedViewShow. You know all the ways to contact me. I go through them every day.
Hello, Timmy Booth, Unicorn Hamster here. Hey, I'm just watching this TV here. I'm looking at this acquittal thing happening with the old president there, Donald Trump.
Yes.
I'm just watching this Mitch McConnell guy sitting there talking, giving a speech. I can't tell if he's pissed off or whatnot, but you know what I was looking at, and I thought it would be funny if somebody took his face and put it in porn. Like, I don't know why. I can picture this.
Deep fake Mitch McConnell in porn?
This dude naked. Like a Sextastic Tuesday type thing, like somebody pulls up and gives him a blowjob. I think he's, I bet if he's naked, he's bare. He's a smooth boy, even though he's an old, near dead. He might be a smoothness, and I could picture him in gay porn. Somebody should do that.
Like hairless chest, and then like all of his pubes have fallen out. Due to old age.
By the way, I forgot to mention, I'm terribly sorry about your pups there. Hope everything's going good in your household with the pups. I wanted to just share my views on this Mitch McConnell. That wouldn't be nice. It's not nice talking about him like that. Oh, goodbye.
Thank you very much. Things are going okay in the house with the dogs, although this new one is not as normal as we thought it was. It doesn't attack other dogs, which is nice, but it's got some problems. It's like half the time it's afraid of us and we're not even doing anything. Like we don't do anything. It just gets afraid. And then other times, you know, it just is super excited. If we're not there, it's whining for us. And then the dog is very excited to see us for a few minutes. And then after that, it cowers for a while. And, you know, it's just, every single fucking dog we get has issues. So we're dealing with stuff. But, you know, the dog is still new. Maybe it's not quite used to the house and us.
Hey, Tim. It's Tyler. I hope you're well. Just wanted to let you know that the Slag Wars are on. The first three or four episodes are out, and they are everything we thought they would be and more.
Really? So. You like that? Here's my problem with Slag Wars. It's that they bleep out all of the bad words. It's up on YouTube. And to me, they're not funny unless they're swearing and they're being fucking filthy and I can understand what they're saying. I don't like this bleeping out. Like, it's a great idea. It's a great concept, Slag Wars. They're looking for the next cock destroyer, right? So it's like a reality competition show. Who's the biggest fucking whore? It's just a show that unfortunately can't work on YouTube. That's why I haven't played any clips. Because I haven't really found anything good that I could share with you that I want to. I'd rather just play clips from their porn, honestly. Yes, caller. All right. Oh, all right. Well, fuck you. Probably better off this way. I don't want to hear from you anyway. All right, let's do one more. Try this one.
Hey, Tim. This is Solid. I haven't called in a while. I got backed up a little bit, constipated with shows. So I'm pretty much like a month behind, but I just reached the episode early January. You were talking about the first news story from Florida. Had something.
First news story of the year.
It was grave robbing in Peumeyombe. I'm going to pull a Haley's comment calling up. I'm going to say that Peumeyombe is like black magic. It is a derivative of Santeria.
Oh.
Which is also black.
I only know Santeria from that Sublime song.
Magic. Have you ever heard of the Matamoros Death Cult? You ever heard of the Matamoros Death Cult?
Got to slow down when you say hard words like that. No, I've never heard of that.
In Matamoros, Mexico, and it bled here to the U.S. out of Texas by the border. They used to make necklaces out of people's fucking spines.
Cool.
That's how crazy Peumeyombe is.
By the way, Google translated that too. That's how crazy my Hyundai is. You drive a Hyundai.
I want to let that go. Have a great day, fag.
All right. Thank you very much. Yes, we did read some black magic cult stuff earlier in the year. I'm kind of interested in that, actually. You know, I have a book on, used to be my coffee table book, A History of Cannibalism, and there's some black magic shit in there. That used to be on my coffee table, and also How to Train Retards. It's called Helping the Trainable Mentally Retarded Child. I've really got the best coffee table books. Unfortunately, no one ever comes to the house. We never have guests. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the program. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, is it? Oh, God.
I'm a fucking dirty shitbag. Yes, I am.
Well, my other coffee table book is a good one. It's titled Women, Psychology's Puzzle. Helping you to figure out these daffy broads. Women. Psychology's puzzle. All right, spread the distortion, STD. Tell all your friends about the show. Don't forget to rate us and review us wherever you can criticize podcasts. I will see you back tomorrow, if and only if you're sideshow members. Otherwise, I'll be back on Wednesday. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
I enjoy watching animals rape each other.
This has been another excellent podcast from the Scrob Media Group. Learn more at scrob.net.